In 1974, during the 29th session of the General Assembly, the Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, gave the country's first speech as member state. He said it was a historic moment, marking the consummation of the struggle to vindicate Bangladesh's right to self-determination. 40 years later, at the 69th session of the Assembly, senior UN officials, ministers, representatives of government and civil society gathered to celebrate the anniversary. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he is very impressed by what Bangladesh has accomplished.
Bangladesh has built a thriving economy and made important gains towards Millennium Development Goals. The frugality and common purpose I witnessed 40 years ago have been driving force in this great success. I particularly commend the work that Bangladesh has accomplished in disaster risk reduction at a time of climate change. Tens of thousands of people's human lives are now being saved.
Mr. Ban added that although Bangladesh has its own problems, it is one of the top two contributing countries to UN peacekeeping operations. Amira Haque, the UN Undersecretary General for Field Support, who is from Bangladesh, joined the Secretary General in applauding such a high commitment.
Today is a moment to take pride in our country's sustained commitments to the ideals of the United Nations Charter. It is also an opportunity for me to stand here before you on behalf of the United Nations peacekeeping family and recognize Bangladesh's extraordinary contribution to UN peacekeeping over the past 25 years, where it has become the top troop contributing country.
Countries that co-sponsored the Security Council resolution that originally recommended Bangladesh's admittance to the UN shared their perspectives on their relationship with the Asian nation over the decades. This included Russia, India, the United Kingdom, and the United States. The current Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, especially thanked Russia and India, who supported Bangladesh during the country's liberation war.
The admission of Bangladesh into the international organization came as a great victory for the Bangladeshi people. On this occasion, I recall with gratitude the support of friends such as India and the Russian Federation. Both of these countries greatly helped in our war of liberation in 1971.
Meanwhile, Bangladesh's economy has been steadily growing while it works to achieve the Millennium Development Goals. According to World Bank figures, poverty has decreased by more than 17% over the last 10 years. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.